Paul Plakas joins us now. Plakas, how are you?
Gregor, doing fantastic.
Now, clearly there's some truth to some people maybe can get in better shape as they age. Like Jaromir Jagr's got to be the poster boy for that.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, there's certain athletes like, you know, I guess like Chelios and Jagr and, you know, Nick Lidstrom. These guys all played late into their careers. And I think these are the kind of guys that really took care of their body throughout their career. And they focused on, you know, good training, good therapy, good rehabilitation if they got injured or kind of hurt. So got adequate rest, probably ate really clean as well. All that can help you prolong the eventual decay and deterioration of your body.
Now, I know that, you know, power, speed, agility, and a reaction time, that's going to decrease over time. Obviously, you know, athletes will work hard and maybe even, you know, average people will work hard to try to lessen how much it decreases. But I want to talk about kind of the warm-up and how much different your warm-up needs to be if you're having an intense workout. How does it vary?
Yeah, so basically, you know, the more intense the workout that you're going to be doing, the longer and the more intense the warm-up should be as well. The last thing you'd want to do is all of a sudden show up on the line of a 5K run and with being cold, and all of a sudden you're like running your full race pace that you're going to do for the entire race. And you're going to feel cold, you're going to feel sluggish, there won't be enough fluid in, moving throughout your joints so that the joints can move properly, so your gait and running patterns might change and not be as fluid as you would like them, so you might be compensating for a muscle tightness and not being warmed up properly, and that could lead to injury. And this is especially true as you age. Like, if you're going to show up for your men's beer league hockey, and, like, I know nobody listening is going to do this, but you really should show up early. Get as soon as that Zamboni's off the ice, do lots of laps around the rink, and then a couple of accelerations and some nice long strides, shorter strides. Don't be the guy that sits in the middle of the rink and then spreads your knees apart with your hands on your hockey stick and stretch your groin out. The last thing you want to do is try to stretch your groin out when you're cold. You're better off warming up and getting your body ready by doing lots and lots of laps. I think a lot of guys are afraid they're going to get too tired. They don't want to waste energy for until the game starts.
Yeah. Well,
that mindset I see all the time.
Yeah. If you're getting tired in warm up, then clearly you need to work harder.
That's right. You got a lot of other problems. Worse problems. Yeah. You're probably warming up too quickly. Maybe.
does rolling out pre or post, does it make a better difference when you do it?
Yeah, you basically what you'd want to do for that kind of stuff, like if you're the best time to roll and really stretch out your muscles is probably post workout. Okay. So the research kind of shows dynamic warm ups, getting lots of blood flow and getting some good range of motion type movements before your exercise session is a good idea. But yeah, if you have a lot of say areas in your body that you have constant problems with, there are like a lot of trigger points in the muscles or a lot of tightness in the muscles, then after your workout, once you've really warmed up and got your muscles, your body through an exhausting session, that's sort of the best time where your body's more susceptible to letting those muscle tension go and then having a better lengthening of that muscle post-workout. So I'd save it for the very end.
And likely same reasoning, because you don't want to roll out your muscles just like you don't want to stretch them when they're cold.
Yeah, pretty well. You don't want to stretch them when you're cold. You don't want to do an excessive amount of it, because some of the research shows it could lead to this is especially if you're lifting really heavy, maybe a little decrease in force production in the muscles. So you want them warmed up, but you don't want to have a lot of pressure points being activated right before a workout session. You want to save it for the end is what the research tends to show. A lot of athletes, they're getting therapeutic work like massage, especially cyclists, post their cycling session rather than beforehand. You want your muscles ready to go and have that nervous system firing as fast as possible. They kind of deaden the nervous system to allow the muscles to relax with massage and trigger point work afterwards, and you don't want that happening beforehand because you want that nervous system firing those muscles quickly.
Workout Wednesday brought to you by Custom Fisk continues on with Paul Plakas. Now, Paul, as everybody ages, they feel, oh, geez, I'm older, maybe I'm more susceptible to injury, so I should decrease the intensity of my workout. Is that correct?
Well, you don't need to decrease the intensity. If you want to stay fit, The key is you have to keep that intensity high. You may not be able to do the intensity as long as you did before,
okay.
So the duration of the intensity might have to decrease a bit. But if you can, where if there's no pain in your body and you're not compensating with bad form, if you can do it, you want to try to lift the same load as you were, you know, a year or two ago, or 3, 5 years ago, or 10 years ago. So if you may not be able to do as many sets or as many reps or the duration, but if you can keep some intensity as long as you can with load or speed, that's the first thing that kind of goes, is your power, your speed, and your strength. And the only way to stay strong, fast, and powerful is to keep lifting big loads quickly.
Just because it's an easy example and most people know what a bench press looks like, and, you know, now their form, we can all debate how much of our form is on or off, but for the basic bench press, right, you sit down, you know, you lift the bar off, it comes down, and away you go, up and down. So let's say suddenly, you know, whatever, you're moving into your 30s, if you're 20, into your 40s, if you're 30, et cetera, whatever your age range is, that maybe you can't lift as heavy of reps of the weight. But if you went lighter but faster, would that compensate at all? Would that be a benefit?
Well, a little lighter, with speed involves power. So that's really basically how much weight you can move over over a certain distance. So that's good too. So ideally, what you'd want to do is lift as much load as fast as you can. But the heavier the weight gets, the slower you tend to become. So you want to try to find a happy medium between the two. So yes, lifting a little lighter load nice and quickly is also a very good idea too. So really work those fast twitch muscle fibers.
And also probably gives you a little bit different workout because you probably would fatigue quicker too, correct?
Yeah, anything you do heavy or anything that you do fast fatigues the muscles very, very quickly. Yeah, absolutely. That's the anaerobic system, the fast twitch muscle fibers. They're the first ones to fatigue.
I also hear you're playing shinny hockey the odd time with Ryan Smith. Have you managed to score a goal with him on the ice on the other team at the same time?
Now, I generally have a difficult time scoring goals, but I'm the guy that stops you from scoring goals.
Okay.
That's the key, you know? Like, I'm the guy, like, it's like you're playing in a phone booth and Paul Plakas is there and you're trying to get out. That's what it's like. I close off all the ice so you have no room to skate.
Wow.
Yeah, you like that.
Oh, jeez.
Huh? I'm the shutdown guy. That's what they call us in the NHL. Right?
You know what? I'm the shutdown guy in men's league. Awesome. That is great. Plakas, you're a beauty. We will talk to you next Wednesday.
Thanks, man. Have a good one.